And welcome back. Ride-sharing has become one of the hot topics in the field of transportation. Uber and Lyft have been making headlines and causing some controversy, but a different kind of ride-matching program has been operating in this part of Missouri and Illinois for more than 20 years. It's a carpool-sharing program called Ride Finders, and thousands of people are taking advantage of it on both sides of the river. Joining me to talk about it are S.J. Morrison, who is with Ride Finders, and also Eric Casper, also another member of the Ride Finders organization. Nice to have you both here. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Don.
S.J., let me start with you. It would seem that the dynamics of transportation today are really changing and changing rather quickly, aren't they?
They absolutely are, yeah. And what's interesting is that more and more young people are wanting alternative transportation modes. They are looking for workplaces that value alternative transportation modes such as transit, such as carpooling and vanpooling, being able to walk and bike to work and so on. So yeah, it definitely is a changing landscape.
You're talking about the millennials, of course.
Yes.
That very large group. I think there are about 80 million millennials. That's a large group, needless to say. What is going on with them?
Well, honestly, millennials make up about 1 in 3 individuals in the workplace today. And what we're finding based on some studies that the American Public Transportation Association has recently released is that millennials are looking for those workplaces that value alternative transportation modes. Something like 37% of millennials say that sustainability is important to them. So it's some of those numbers don't lie.
And let's ask you, you a millennial?
Yeah.
your take on all of this.
Yeah, I'm a millennial. People born between 1980 and 2000 are millennials. I'm right there in the middle. Right. 1989, I was born. I know what it's like to be a millennial. I've carpooled before. Right now, I ride public transportation, but alternative modes of transportation are a huge deal when it comes to millennials.
What is the difference between ride sharing and ride matching?
I'm really glad you asked. So what Ride Finders does is, Ride Finders is the St. Louis region's carpool vanpool ride matching program. So it's our job to bring people together in carpools and vanpools. So we actually have a free online ride matching program at ridefinders.org where we help folks find somebody to carpool or vanpool with to work or to class. It's a 100% free program. And in addition to that, we also offer benefits for folks that do ride share. So we offer what's called the Guaranteed Ride Home, 4 free taxi rides home a year to individuals who are registered with our program. It's a really nice perk for those individuals that have decided to carpool or vanpool to work. And so we're proud of those, and we work with about 800 employers throughout the St. Louis region to promote the Ride Finders program.
Eric, what you're trying to do today is to expand that, of course. You want more people involved. How are you going about doing that?
One of the ways is we go out to businesses and employers. We will go to the business and work with them in how to implement the program best at their location. At every location that we go to, whether it's Wells Fargo, Boeing, or NGA, we work with them and how best that we can implement the program at their location.
What are the challenges for you in this whole process?
Well, a lot of times people, their schedules are weird. Their schedules change, but it's a misunderstanding. Our program, what it does is matches you up with people who have similar schedules as you. So if your schedule is a weird schedule, we can match you up with people who also have weird schedules.
And how do you do that?
Well, through the free online ride matching program is
it's all done online.
It's all done online. We can also do it at our office too, as well. And you know, the more we talk to folks, the more that they're seeing, wow, you actually can save money. Folks who carpool alone save between $1,000 and $1,500 a year just by ride sharing. Obviously, there is the sustainability aspect of this, which is a huge component of why people are carpooling or vanpooling.
Well, you've got some interesting numbers out there with regard to this part of it, environmentally, how it's affected.
There is no doubt about that. The American Lung Association just recently came out with its State of the Air 2015, and it's really discouraging. Unfortunately, the St. Louis region received a grade of F for its air quality, and that's something that has gone on for years and years, and we are doing everything we can to convert people from single occupancy vehicles into carpools and vanpools. Because every car, every single occupant vehicle we remove from the road, we are reducing the amount of toxic vehicle emissions that are being released into the air.
How many people do you have signed up at the present time?
We have about 11,000 people in our system looking for carpools, already in carpools, 11,000 people, a little over actually.
What would your longest commute be? Do you have any idea?
We've got commutes. We have folks that are traveling more than an hour and a half actually, you know, into the St. Louis region to work at places like Boeing and the VA. So, but, you know, the numbers really do tell the story. Every day as a result of RideFinder's carpools, we are reducing about 6,400 pounds of toxic emissions every single day, and we're really proud of that.
In your effort to sign up employers, is that really your main thrust now, is to get at this, get at the potential riders through the employers rather than the other way around?
It's certainly one strategy. We found that once we have an employer on board, that the employees are a lot more willing to get involved or at least explore what it is. And, you know, one of the challenges that you mentioned earlier is that folks don't realize that we're a free service. Every metropolitan area in the United States, if they do not meet a certain attainment level for air quality, is required by the federal government to have a carpool vanpool program. Mm-hmm. Well, RideFinders is that program for the St. Louis region. And so the services that we provide are free. You know, we're not just another solicitor coming in to try to sell them on something. What we're selling is air quality and a stronger and healthier St. Louis.
How do you measure the air quality? When you talk about 6,400 pounds of pollution, it's hard to visualize.
It really is. So for every mile that a mid-size vehicle drives, it emits 0.05 pounds of pollution into the air. So if you have a 20-mile one-way commute, that's a pound of pollution that's being shot out into the air. So over the course of a year, that really adds up to a lot of pollution. And so what they're doing is they're measuring particulate matter. I won't get, you know, into the science of it, but it really is there really is a lot of pollution that goes into the air from these vehicles. Cars are actually the number one cause of air pollution in the U.S. today.
And you're taking 9,000 or 11,000 cars a day off the road is what the figure you use, isn't it, Eric?
Right now, we currently have over 11,000 people using our program. Now, we have about 5,000 people that have told us they are in carpools. Now, a lot of times they won't tell us they're in a carpool, but we do have people, over 11,000 people, trying to find carpools and that are in carpools.
I have a note here, either a tweet or an email saying, can you make your own carpool? And is there a minimum number of people that need to participate in the carpool?
Just two. Yeah, and they can absolutely make their own
just
carpool.
Just two, being the driver and the person driving with them, the passenger?
Exactly.
Yeah, our goal is to get people out of single occupancy vehicles. So if there's more than one person in your car, that's what we want.
And this is the concept of carpooling, not necessarily RideFinders, but carpooling is apparently taking off all over the country.
It absolutely is. And that's one of the things that came out of that millennial study, is that more and more millennials are interested in carpooling just because it does save money and because sustainability is important to them. Mm-hmm.
We have a note here from Alex, who writes, I exclusively do a combination of carpooling and public transit. Are people like me eligible? I guess the point being that a carpool one day and maybe take Metrolink the next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One thing that we want to press upon people is if you are carpooling right now, you can register your carpool online and be eligible for the benefits that we provide people who carpool, the 4 free taxi rides. It's a guaranteed ride home benefit. If they need to go home early, they can get a free taxi ride home. We give them those benefits as an encouragement to keep carpooling.
But you only get 4 taxi rides a year, is that right?
A year.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions I would have is somebody who works late, perhaps unexpectedly, and they've done the 4 taxi rides. What then? Are they stuck?
Yeah. We work with the employers, and so we have points of contact at each location. We call them employee transportation coordinators. We will have people who can work in the evening. A lot of times it's security. Somebody who has the ability to give those free taxi ride vouchers out to the person in your instance.
So it isn't a reimbursement program. It actually, we give them a voucher. And the beauty of the program actually is that less than 2% of our registered carpoolers ever even take advantage of it. So they want that peace of mind that that guaranteed ride home exists. But when push comes to shove, they actually never even use it because those emergencies don't come up.
I want to open up the phone lines to people who would like to get into this conversation on ride sharing. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can also send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. If you'd prefer to send a tweet, do so at STL on air. Okay, a couple of specifics of your program that I'd like to have you explain and tell us about. One is the school pool. What is that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So in addition to helping employees find a ride to work, we also help folks find a ride to school. As you know, over the last few years, states are eliminating funding for school districts, particularly for transportation for school districts. In the state of Missouri, we've seen that a lot in the last few years. So what we do is we come in and say we will actually help provide a secure online ride matching portal for just that school. That will allow parents to find carpools for their kids to and from school.
So it's the parents who actually find the carpooler, if you will, or the carpool or whatever, the driver.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, that issue of security is one that I wanted to raise because obviously that would help eliminate that potential problem there if the parents are actually doing it. But what about in the general process, your general operation? I mean, I suppose there could be matches that could be not good, that there could be assaults, there could be any number of things that could happen.
We've never had an issue like that. Obviously, we want folks to make sure that they know who they're getting in a car with, maybe meet them and speak to them in advance, before that they, start riding together. That said, knock on wood, we have not had an issue with that in the past. 90% of these cases of folks carpooling together, it's folks that they work with already. So it's people at their own workplace that they're familiar with.
Right. Another operation that you have going that you can tell us about is your van pooling. I guess that's pretty much what it sounds like.
It really is, yeah. If it's five or more individuals coming together, they can form a van pool. We actually lease them the van. And we have over 50 vans in the St. Louis region today at places like Boeing and NGA and USDA and so on. And what's nice about it is we handle everything. We take care of the lease cost pays for fuel. It pays for oil changes, wear and tear. We actually bring a spare van to their workplace during the day so that we can take care of getting the oil changed and the tires rotated and so on. So
Ride Finders owns these vans?
Yes.
Well, that's a little bit different. That's the only thing you own, I guess, isn't it?
It really
is. In terms
is.
Of your vehicle transportation.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What about your education programs in the schools?
Yeah, so we have kind of an interesting and dynamic program called Learning in Motion. And our goal, again, is to get young people thinking about alternative transportation modes. So we've started with third graders. We actually go into third grade classrooms. We have a coloring book and an interactive classroom presentation. And again, the goal is to just get young people thinking about pollution, thinking about traffic congestion, thinking about these alternative transportation modes. Obviously, carpooling and vanpooling is, top priority for us. But utilizing public transportation is incredibly important to us as well. Ride Finders is actually operated by Madison County Transit. And so public transit is incredibly important to us.
Now, you are with Madison County Transit as well, are you not?
I am.
I am. Okay.
Yes.
Very, very heavily involved. What about on this side of the river?
Madison County Transit actually operates Ride Finders for the entire 9-county St. Louis region.
Oh, it does?
We sure do, yes. So actually 80% of our employers and our participants are on the Missouri side.
Let me come back to you, Eric, if I may. Do you sense any kind of a competitive threat from Uber, Lyft, and organizations like that?
Yeah, honestly, no, because we are a different service. We are not a taxi service. We're a commuting service that we actually will help you find somebody to carpool with to work or to school. It's not something where we'll find people that you could carpool to the grocery store with. We are specifically to help you on your daily commute to work or school.
All right. So they are not a factor in your planning at all?
Nope.
All righty. I've had a note here, harder to convince people to use Ride Finders now that fuel costs are low compared to other times. I mean, it's easier. It's a less expensive commute for most people these days.
Oh, yeah. That is an issue that we run into. But, you know, I'm a millennial. I like alternative modes of transportation. One of the big reasons why I like alternative modes of transportation is because I can relax on the way to work. You know, it's not just the costs. There are other reasons why I do carpool and take alternative modes of transportation like the bus. I can read on the way to work. I can do work on the way to work. There's a lot of other reasons that I can choose ride finders.
I want to get back to the potential liability issue here, because if you have a situation in which a carpool arrangement that you have helped arrange goes bad for whatever reason, if there's an accident, if the driver has an invalid driver's license and there's a stop for speeding and that sort of thing, is there any kind of a liability consequence for ride finders in that situation or for the passenger?
Sure. So as it relates to vanpooling, the vanpooling guidelines are much different than just the carpooling guidelines. So we have for the vanpool driver and the backup drivers, we have background checks. We validate their driver's license. We validate their insurance. It's much more rigorous as it relates to the vans, especially, you know, that there are vehicles, and so we want to make sure that people are protected. As it relates to carpools, you know, folks, you know, could be carpooling today, you know, with or without ride finders. And so we hope that if they are carpooling, that they let us know so we can get them registered. But, you know, it really is our hope that they are that they're talking to the potential carpool match and making sure that this is somebody that they feel safe with.
You really recommend them that they get together somehow and have that trust.
Absolutely.
You mentioned that all of this is done online. Is it only done through an online process?
No, we obviously do have ridefinders.org, which is online, but folks can also call in 1-800-VIP-RIDE. That's 1-800-847-7433 and get information about directly. They can speak to one of our representatives. We work with folks one-on-one at events, and we'll collect their information. And so, yeah, there's a variety of different ways.
Yeah, we'll email them a list of people that they could carpool with. You know, if they don't have an email, if they can't get online, we can go ahead and mail it to them as well.
As time begins to get away, I have a tweet here that I'm not sure that I fully understand. It says, what's the difference insurance-wise between rideshare versus Uber? Why isn't the taxi commission stopping rideshare as it has done with Uber?
We're just a totally different animal, you know, so to speak. We, you know, again, as Eric mentioned, Uber and Lyft and some of these other ride-sharing are really trying to get people to different things throughout the course of the evening, the day. We are very specifically a federally funded program. We use congestion mitigation air quality funds to bring people to work and in carpools and vanpools. And that's our role, is to encourage. We're really marketing and outreach. Encouraging folks to use alternative transportation modes.
We're just about out of time, but the federal funding is something that catches me a little by surprise. How is that used and how is it received?
Yeah. So as a result of the Clean Air Act, all metropolitan areas that do not attain that clean air standard are required to have a rideshare program, are required to have a carpool vanpool program. And so we are that program for St. Louis, Ridefinders is. And so we receive congestion mitigation air quality funds through the IDOT and MoDOT, and we work with East West Gateway Council of Governments.
A government incentive.
Exactly.
Right. We're going to have to end it at that point. I want to thank you so much, S.J. Morrison of Ridefinders, for being with us, and Eric Casper, thank you for being with us. Interesting program, and it's growing by leaps and bounds from what I'm able to understand. That's terrific.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be talking about ethics in government. That's not an oxymoron, I don't believe, but we'll find out more about it tomorrow. Be with us then. I'm Don Marsh. Thanks for listening.